You know, they did. Williams County has been very proactive in dealing with everything they've been dealt with. Now, for those of you who don't know all of your 53 counties in North Dakota, know that Williams County is Williston, or Williston is the head town of Williams County. But David Montgomery is on the Williams County Commission, and they had some problems, and we're going to talk to him about it. David, good to have you on News and Views.
Good morning, Joe. Thank you.
Yeah, glad to have you with us. Now, I know you sent the message. There was an RV park that you just scared the bejeepers out of, the way it sounds.
Well, I guess we got his attention, Joe. Yeah.
I think that's fair to say. That's what I was hoping you'd tell us about today.
Well, you know, it's a situation that unfortunately happened or happening quite a bit out here. And initially, our fees probably weren't maybe where they should have been, and we made the decision probably a year ago, I'm guessing, Joel, that we needed to increase our fees on our fines to hopefully help get people's attention and abide by the rules and regulations that we have out here in western North Dakota, and that they seem to... Some of them seem to come from states that maybe they allow that kind of stuff to happen. So,
well,
that's kind of where it started. And this situation was, you know, every situation is a little bit different, of course. And I think we take each situation on a case-by-case basis. And in this case, when the gentleman found out that he was not in compliance, he made the effort to... come into compliance as much as he could with us. So, I would assume, I know on my part, it had a lot to do with the decision and in reducing the fine.
Well, and that's there's something good about that. I mean, I don't begrudge you a bit. You know, the fact that you sent a strong message, but the original fine, this is top-notch services. They had an RV park that wasn't permitted, and Williams County said, you know what, that just isn't going to happen in our county, and we're going to send a message out. Now, your original fine exceeded over $1 million, did it not?
Yes, it did, Joel. It was $1.2 million. and in this case, you know, you try to take people for their word, of course, and he appeared before us, and he's a small company. I think he had, I believe he said, around 15, 20 employees. So it was a situation of, you know, you're danged if you do and danged if you don't, because you want to keep the fine where it's at and put them out of business, and then you got 15, 20 more employees that are unemployed or try to keep some teeth into it. And I think we came to hopefully a happy medium.
And I think more than anything, whether you want to say top-notch was used as an example or not, it doesn't matter, because you're not hitting him with the big fine that you did, but you sure sent a signal, David. You did. And you lowered the fine in the end, the way it sounds on him.
Yeah, we did, Joel. And like I said, it was a tough situation, or a tough decision, to be honest with you, because it wasn't one that came real easily. I mean, we discussed it and came to the conclusion that being that he made every effort once he found out that he was out of compliance. You know, he removed the campers and put them in an RV park where they go and cleaned up the area. So
I think that's a good sign. David, tell folks how long you've been on the Williams County Commission.
Since 2000, Joel.
Okay. Any regrets? Still glad to be on there?
Oh, absolutely. No, I certainly enjoy it. I mean, every day is a new experience out here, as we all know, and there's always something new. We have our struggles, and we have our days, and we're not perfect by any means either in our decision-making all the time, but we all, for the most part, try to do our best. So.
Well, I think you do. I think that you got hit with a tornado is what you got hit with. I mean, it came to you every day for an extended number of years, and all you did was play catch-up through no fault of your own. And in fairness to Williams County, I think to some degree you are catching up. But David, I can't let you go without saying this, because I'm on your side on this, and I know you're going to agree with me. It's really going to be time to push for a way bigger share to come back to counties like you of what comes into the state.
Well, I certainly hope so, Joe. I mean, we've been fortunate in what we have received, but as we all know, in a situation like this, we can always use more, and hopefully that will come. I guess, as you know, it's been a struggle, and I've come to the conclusion, that you look at the positive side of things and go from there and move on.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we got to make the push. Well, you know, we got to send the message, the same type of message you sent to the RV park. You got to send the message and make it loud and clear, and hopefully we'll get more of that money back home to where the true burden of all of this is hitting. So,
well, I agree with you, and we're gonna keep pushing forward.
You bet. David, thank you. I know you're out moving snow and doing everything else. Thanks for the time today. Appreciate it.
You bet, Joel. Thank you, and Happy New Year to you, and I appreciate your time.
You bet. David Montgomery, Williams County Commissioner, out there fighting a good fight for the folks of Williams County. Lots going on. I also want to let you know we're going to get Dave Glott on. Dave's, I don't think Dave's goal ever was to be a frequent guest on News and Views, in fairness to Dave, but there's been a lot of incidents that have happened that put us in a position where, you know, we needed to talk to him. You know, a lot of health concerns, a lot of other things. And Dave is one of the lead people from the North Dakota Department of Health, and he's been on the scene in Castleton. You know, I mentioned that I wanted to talk to people from my state that I trusted about this, and it appears now that a number of people from the state have really picked up the ball and run with it in the Castleton area. There are still some major concerns going on in Castleton about I'm trying to find out what happened here, because I don't know if it's even a problem, but I know how farmers are too. You know, I used to get a lot of easements from farmers to put real water lines in. And you had the farmers that believed in progress, and you had the farmers that believed in helping their neighbor out, and the farmers that believed in being good neighbors and getting the rail line back opened up or not. But there's a chunk of ground, and it appears from talking to some people that have been in the area that all of the railroad debris is ending up on one side of the railroad itself, and the burden is really falling onto one landowner out there. And I don't know that he's got a problem with it. I shouldn't say that, but it's like, wow. You know, a lot of this, I probably through just being a good neighbor and saying, yeah, okay, you know, you got to clear the track. You can store some of it here, but pretty soon you see your land getting all tore up and used as a salvage warehouse, you end up scratching your head about that a little bit. All in the name of time. I would be willing to bet you a dollar to a donut that not all the details are worked out with how all of that goes. And that's my point when you're dealing with big companies like BN. They're big companies, and you gotta do things the way they would do them, which is get everything the way you want it to be, or at least get advocates out there to help you to make sure that you are protected in it.